Don Talbot was playing in a gospel band when his wife, Christy, noticed something wrong.
He would sort of space out. He would stop playing in the middle of a song. He would stop singing if it was a singing part for him.
I remember messing up, getting confused. I remember feeling tired.
He was just 39 years old, and it got worse.
I used to ride a motorcycle every day to work, and I would get lost.
He had come home to me one day and said that a weird thing had happened. He was at a stoplight on the motorcycle, and he couldn't remember what to do. Well, he forgot to put his feet down.
Don was beginning his journey with Alzheimer's earlier than most.
There is no cure.
Dr. Constantine Laketsas at Johns Hopkins Memory and Alzheimer's Treatment Center.
The current idea is that the major cause is the deposition of a certain protein in the brain called amyloid protein, which triggers a series of other brain changes leading to death of nerve cells in key brain areas.
Those protein fragments slowly destroy the hippocampus, where memories are first formed, and spread to other regions of the brain, killing cells and brain functions until, at the last, it destroys the part of the brain that regulates breathing and the heart.
We were told maybe 5 to 7 years in the beginning, and we were at year four.
And it's not like, you just go along, then one day you die. That process is very painful.
Conventional medication helped the symptoms, but did not stop the progression.
And at this point, Don was having a very difficult time in finding his words. He was having terrible amounts of anxiety, behavioral issues.
Then he heard about a highly experimental deep brain stimulation program at Johns Hopkins, and he became one of 42 people to volunteer for a surgically implanted pacemaker-type device deep in the brain.
Very careful imaging is done to locate the part of the brain where we want the electrodes to end up, and then the holes are drilled in their brain.
I'm awake, and I hear them starting to drill holes in my head, and I hear crunch, 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 crunch.
After the holes are drilled, then one at a time, these teeny little electrical wires are slowly pushed into and guided to where we want the tip of them to end up.
If you can imagine, these leads go from the very top of my head down to about level with my eyes.
And then the second part is the ends of the wires that are outside of the skull are fed under the skin of the head, down the neck, into a small pocket right below the shoulder, as is with a heart pacemaker.
Recent failures in Alzheimer's trials using drugs to reduce the buildup of beta amyloid plaques in the brain have sharpened the need for alternative strategies. Here, researchers are trying to enhance the function of the brain mechanically, and at this point, don't know exactly how it works or if it works.
What did deep brain stimulation promise?
Absolutely nothing, because they don't know.
But Don's world of darkness was about to change.
It's almost like walking into a room that's poorly lit. That's kind of the world that I live in. You tend to move a little slower because you don't want to trip over something.
But after the surgery,
for some reason, it was like the lights came on and I was just wide awake. But then after, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks, that started to fade.
But something had dramatically changed.
2 weeks after surgery, they have to go in and test all the leads. He was remembering people he used to live on a street when he was a little kid. He could tell you their names. This is a man who couldn't remember my name at the time.
There are 5 hospitals in this study who have performed 42 such operations. They are now assessing what they've accomplished.
What happens next is we try to sort out the question of dose and age. And then if we feel strongly enough that there's a likelihood that this will help, then we try to fund a larger project.
Don is a volunteer, a guinea pig, and a victim of a disease for which there is still no cure.
Has it changed the progression of the disease that most people experience?
No. I do believe it has extended my ability to communicate. The only reason I'm able to stand here and speak to you is this device. Without this device, I probably couldn't put a sentence together. Might not even be here.
The device is still at work, and as long as he's able, Don will return to Johns Hopkins periodically for tests to help doctors determine if this could help others in the fight against the deadly disease that the Alzheimer's Association says will strike 1 out of every 9 people over the age of 65. And he and Christy plan to spend what time they have left to share his story and a message of hope.
We feel very fortunate. Don is 10 years into this disease, and that's a miracle.
Yeah.
The fact that he's 51 years old, 10 years into this disease, and he's still here with us is a miracle.
Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.